Blog Talk Radio.
But
God bless you tonight. As we cross over with the ancestors tonight, I want to tell you as we cross over, Mag, I got a message from you, Mag Williams, down in Georgia. Karen Nunn told me to tell you that all is well and told me to tell you things be all right. As we cross over, and we're crossing over to a new birth today. And I want to tell you, Mag, this is your mother, Karen Nunn. And she's speaking to Maddie Williams. And Maddie, she wants you to know all is well. Mag, they want you to know that things will work out. Thank you, kind of dear. Renee Rouse, Mother Rouse, and Daddy Rouse said they don't want you to be not happy. Mother Ross said that she wants you to be happy and don't overindulge yourself. And Daddy Ross just looking, and they're speaking to you, and they said make sure your son and make sure you do the right thing with him. This is Mother and Daddy Ross, Dr. Renee. And she told me to tell you, Dr. Renee, not yet. What you asked him for, she said not yet. And she is standing, and she want me to send you this picture of her and your father. I'm going to blow it up and send it to you, or you might have it. I don't know what this picture means. She gave me a druid and get it together. It said, St. Luke 18 and 27. That's what she want me to send to you and put on the back of this picture of where her and your daddy is standing. And it looked like they overseas somewhere. But I can see both them into your spirit. I say, as we cross over, or where my bell at, as we cross over tonight, we are crossing over with our ancestors. I want to say a new birth, a new people, a new birth, a new understanding. For you, this is for you, Emma. Emma Parker Cook. Mama Rosie says she wants you to be active. Mama Rosie said, tell Celestine that she wants you to be more active in doing for self. She gave me a scripture for you to read. Was 2 Timothy 1, chapter 1, verse 7. And she said, the reason you're in the condition you're not raising yourself up to do some things she wants you to do. I say. I'm looking at you, Chelsea Parker. Chelsea, when I see you, I see your father, your grandfather, and your grandmother, they're all together with your father. By the way, your father gave me a scripture to give you. 1 Peter 5:7. And whatever you want, he said you can get without any toil. Thank you, kind spirit. As I cross over tonight, I want to tell you, Deborah Pickett, as I cross over with you, Pearl saying that it's some things you got to leave alone and go to the next level. And she told me to give you Romans 8:28 because it seemed like that you let everything else upset you. And she said, I'm all right. And I want to say to you, that it's more death to come in the family on her side. I say. As I cross over, he said, time for you to move. She said, you understand what that? I'm talking, I'm crossing over to Pearl, your mother, talking to Deborah Pickens. She said, I told you about your husband and the things that were happening to him. In the spirit world, I changed it around. I say. Tell my granddaughter stop driving so fast. Tell your sister come out of that shock, that nightmare, because that wasn't for her no way. I say. As I cross over tonight with the ancestors, and as I cross over and talk to you tonight, what happened with our ancestors and what's going on with our ancestors, as we open up doors for you, and I want to let you know doors will open up for you. And as we cross over, it's a new door open up for you, and that's a new way that God has opened up doors. I want to go to tell you, Sister Lisa, I say. And I want to tell you, as I look at your father sitting in this big chair, very comfortable. He said, Psalms 107, and he said, don't worry, a lot of things that I got to work out myself. As I work them out, it'll be better for you. Tell your mother, I'm very sorry. I see now how things went. I just want to apologize to her. And I say. And I see that. Now, as I go a little further tonight, and as I look in the spirit world, Sylvia, Claudine, told me to tell you all is well. And I don't know, she's saying things going to open up for you and things going to work for you. Sherry, and I want to tell you, Sherry, Henrietta told me to tell you, you can't go as fast as you've been going. She wants you to kind of slow down and get the family together. Essie, don't be upset by what's around you. Thank you, kind spirit. So she's telling me, Miss Henrietta, telling me to tell Essie and Sherry to take it kind of slow. Essie, Psalms 33. Sherry, Psalms 84. Henrietta said, all is well, and she laughing, saying, I'm glad, Bishop, that you can make contact as we cross over, I say, but I have an answer tonight. As we cross over, we break yoke. And as we break yoke, we open doors. And as we do doors, things work in the divine order. You know what I'm saying? So all is well. Every letter, every telephone call would be a blessing for you tonight that listening. As we get ready to go, don't forget, the halves have never been told the truth. And I want you to expend yourself to reach out and get the truth, where the truth will open up a door for you, I say. So get ready for God to bless you. Get ready for that door to open up for you tonight as God directs you to another level. And he's going to do that quick, fast, and in a hurry. Crossing over with our loved one, making connection with our loved one is a blessing through and through. All is well. And I want to say to you tonight, as we go on the air and as we talk to you, all is well, and there's a breakthrough coming for you. Net down in Mississippi, don't be alarmed. Get yourself together to be healed and get a breakthrough. Peaches, don't get upset because this has been coming for a long time. Disobedience and let it get out of hand. Y'all see what I'm saying? Mother Love, I say to you, Mother Love in Yazoo City, God bless you tonight. As I get deeper in the spirit realm, I see a door open up for you, and I see a blessing coming your way. Somebody said, I need a financial blessing. I need it quick, fast, and in a hurry. Proverbs 22:11. And a good name is better than all of my work, but Proverbs 22:1, 2, and 3. As you read that, that's going to go up for you. Pearl in Detroit, Bertha wants you to get busy and open up some doors that will work for you. And that will work for you. Let me see the number. Psalm 17. Bertha said for you to get busy and everything's going to be all right. Okay. And for me to keep ministering to you, that for you, Pearl. I want to go to you, Mary Hawkins in Detroit. Your mother come to me tonight, and she said, Bishop, I can smell those Bertha burgers, and I want my daughter to get busy, begin to work on those burgers. Okay. Now, as I cross over tonight, I say, I don't want my bell left. As I cross over tonight, I'm telling you things that I see happening to you. And I want to tell you, Sister June, Francis come to me. 2 Corinthians 9:8. And says, stay put, because things that seem that they is, they're going to go to the next level. I'm picking up something tonight with somebody saying they undecided what they want to do. Deborah, there's two devils. I'm talking about the devil Pickett, Pearl, your mother. So there's two devils coming in your family tree. And don't you be upset about now one because of this old in the spirit, I share. Now, I want to say to you tonight, as I come to you, Sam, Sam is your, the spirit to downside, but you, how's you at? Move from that house to downside. There's a new job going to open you up where you can move around. It's a trip you got to take, and this trip got to be down in Mississippi or Louisiana. And from this trip, thing opened up, I say. I'm crossing over tonight. When I cross over, I'm talking to 2023. 2023, I hear a name, M. And M got to be Marvin, your father. And I see E. E seemed like it's a family member telling me to tell you the new job that you want to do. They said that job is played out for you to start your own. And the scripture, they want you to read Psalms 27. I said, I want to look tonight as I cross over with our ancestors. I feel a great new birth, a new nation, a new going on with all that's going on in the world. The ancestor told me that's going to be floods back to back, I say. The ancestor told me that would be wise things happening wise. That might be all you, I say. Tonight I want to deal strictly with the spirit realm. And there's a plane on its way to America going back falling. And you'll see it in the news. I talked to the ancestor, Ashay. I want to tell you 75, 80, 75, 89. I'm feeling like you getting ready to go to another level in some things. I don't know if that's going back to school or relocating, doing something. But there's a man come sitting in the chair. There's a lady come, and she apologizes to your mother. But she said for you to read Romans chapter 12, 3, because you have to make up this year in a new business. When I go to the ancestors, I go to Dr. Martin Luther King, Harry Tubman, Martin Luther King. I go to the ancestors, so John the Truth. They come to Marcus Garvey. These are saying a new birth. And new birth starts with us. Okay. And some of the people, they are so caught up, they can't never break loose. Because they're not honest to themselves. And the ancestor is very upset with them that the young folk is not following, really the older people not putting the young folks intact. And the angel Abaddon, which is the death angel, that's going to be death back to back because of disobedience to Pam, disobedience to God. That's a divine law. And man is not going by the divine law. The Republican and Democrat is not going by divine law. And because they're not going by the divine law, things are going to happen in this country. I say. 1794, I'm seeing somebody in the spirit realm. And this lady is saying, she don't want you to come down. She wants you to stay up. And there's another man that walked with her. I see the name H. It could be Henry or Howard. Then I see a name E. That's Edith Elizabeth. This, I'm talking to you, 1798. And this person that's in the spirit world, Hebrews 13 and 5, and it's saying that you need to slow down and stop being emotional because you have the ability to go to the next level. All things are made new. Let me say that again. All things are made new and all bills gonna get paid. I say. And those that fighting you, you're going to see the demise of them. Thank you, Kansas. Nettie, I'm talking to Nettie. Nettie, I see your mother, Carrie. And Carrie wants you to know all is well. And thank you for what you have did. Psalm 23. As I go to the spirit world tonight, as I'm going to the spirit world, I see some things happening. I went into the ancestors, and they told me some things that will shock your mind in April. April is Asmodel, and Asmodel is an angel that will keep you going forward. Lord, hallelujah. Now, I want to tell you, 30-30, I see you. I'm picking up a W around you, and I see a G. I don't know, is that George or William, but I picked the names up. And I want to tell you, they not want you to relocate. They want you to stay where you at, because if some things where you want to go is not right, and that means that it could be certain death. So stay where you at, I say. As I cross over tonight to ancestors, I see some things happening as I cross over. I say, what am I doing that? I say. I want to tell you, 1794, I'm back to you. There's a lady. This lady is apologizing to you, and she want to apologize to your mother for some reason. You know, and I see the name A. I don't know what that means, but it's something about her children or family members is divided, keeping stuff going. Only she want your mother to bring it to a stop. Thank you, Cassidy. I'm looking at, I'm going to the spirit realm tonight as I cross over. I share. Now, when I look at you, Peaches, your grandmother said, don't you get involved and get involved with the death that went on. Because there's a loss involved with that. I want you to know, thank you, Karen Spears, that don't even worry about it. And she gave me a scripture for you to read. And she gave me for you to read Psalm 51. And that's going to clear some things up for you. Now, I want to tell you tonight, as I cross over with the spirit realm, Regina, Anne is eight, that's Anne. Anne wants you to know, have a happy birthday, but she don't want you to go back and somebody want to deal, she said, leave that alone. It's full of infection and full of corruption. I'm talking to you, Regina, as she talked to me. And she gave me a scripture for you to read. And that's 2 Timothy 1:7 and St. Matthew 6:33. She's very serious about you going back into that situation. Don't even, it's beneath you. You like going back, she was really talking about it, but it like going back in your vomit. She also to tell me that a picture that is that young man, that's his daddy. Okay, that's what she told me to tell you. Ain't no need of asking. You see it. Bishop ain't got to tell you that's what it is. I said. Your new job comes, and they don't want you to leave where you're at, but you got to leave going to the next level. I say. Now, I'm going to, as I look, thank you, God, Spirit. I think she gave me a scripture for you. Yeah, she gave me 2 Timothy 1:7 for you. And now, just what she said for you. I'm talking to you, Regina, for you not to be involved with some stuff that's going on with your sister, because you're going to find it out. Okay. Thank you, James. I'm going to you 1283. The name B saying all is well to you. And they're laughing. They're sitting in the chair. And y'all brought me up last night. Y'all brought my spirit up. And she know why I want her to go. I'm talking to you. And it's another, okay, Mickey. And laugh as I'm happy. I got a new pants set, but I'm all right. Don't worry about me. Have a good time. And what else? The things I don't find out in the spirit world that I know what you're doing is just right. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Kevin. It's a scripture. As I see the prophet come, that prophet Johnson come, he got a green robe on, coming, and he gave me a scripture for you, and you'll know what it means. And he said, Bishop, it ain't for you to know what it means. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Prophet Johnson said, read that. And said, Bishop, give her the keys. I got the keys. I'm going to make sure you get them, because he's telling me tonight, give them to you where you can work them. And you know what I'm talking about. So he's going to do that, I said. Drive your vehicle. Make sure you clean it, he said. And you know what to do. Because some of them got a bad spirit. Don't care how good they are, they run into a negative spirit, okay? So sometimes they good, but they don't know they crossed up. Somebody working on them somewhere else. I say. Thank you, guys. I'm going to, where am I at? I'm going to 1794. I feel aura around you. I don't know if that aura is somebody around you. And I say. They're telling me when aura come, I see another bee come. Whoever this bee is, they want you to kind of stand down and stop being emotional on some things you can't handle. Stop letting people get you doing some stuff you don't supposed to be doing. And Psalms 91, okay, and the lie is going to be brought out. I don't know what lie they're talking about, but they said the lie is two more deaths down south coming or something they're saying. I said. And they standing in the cemetery walking. And they're walking back and forth. And some things that was did before this year, you'll know that they were right towards you. Thank you, guys. Sally, I'm looking at you, and I hear the name Emma. Emma is saying that reason you swelling, you won't do what the doctor told you to do. I say. Okay, thank you, kind spirit. As I cross over tonight, to give you a new understanding, a new birth. And what I mean a new birth tonight, you grab on to a new purpose. Now, I want to tell you this. I want you to give somebody this number and tell them to listen, because I'm going to have a word for them. And I don't need to know their name, because the Spirit is going to give me their name and their address. Okay. Somebody want to go down south, it ain't time for you to go. And if somebody want to come from Detroit, it ain't time for you to come yet. Thank you, Time Spirit. It's some money, it's some tax money that you feel like you ain't going to get. But as I speak, as you file, you'll be an amendment to them, and it's going to work out. Thank you, God, Spirit. I'm praying much that all is well. I'm praying that God will open up a door for you, and God will open up a door for you. And I want to tell you that the ancestors that established a brand new way for us and a brand new door for us. See, I want to say this tonight. If you got a need, you plant a seed. Dr. Renee, your mother and father came to me and said she wants you to be more strict on the stuff she left you. I say. And she wants you to not rush off and go nowhere without really concentration about it. Thank you. I'm looking tonight. Mary Hawkins, I can see Fair, he told Fair to sit down and said, I want Mary to get busy on doing what she's supposed to do. Thank you, God, Spirit. Dr. Christian, there's a lady on a horse, and she's looking at a body of water. There's some things got to be straightened out, and you got to stop holding yourself responsible. And Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, I shall. I'm looking tonight as somebody has lost a loved one. There's no sorrow ever cannot heal. And I want you to get ready for a great financial blessing. Money is being released. Let me say that again. Your money is being released. It's two people got money tied up. Your money's going to be released. Two new jobs that I see that people already put the resume in, and I say the job going to come. Now, when I go into the spirit world, the ancestors told me that, did you see, Ashay, that you see the young man, how the ancestors made him steal them documents, and he was young. You know what happened? They had two spy satellites, two spy balloons letting out chemtrails. And we got to do something about these chemtrails because they're messing with the weather. God ain't doing all this. This man doing this mess. I believe what I'm saying. And this is what the ancestors said. The lately flood down south, the hurricane, something, was did by releasing chemtrails. The ancestors told me that the virus came from China, and documents this boy stole, I'm glad the ancestors could tell me, $1 trillion been sent to Ukraine. $1 trillion been sent over to these different places. And what I'm saying, taxpayers' money is moving out of this country. And we got to build a new nation. I say. Now, what the ancestor told me, I'm going to tell you this. Israel is getting planes and tanks and money from America. Africa ain't getting it. It's two countries that we're taking care of. with taking care of Ukraine and taking care of Israel. Now, you can check it out yourself. The ancestor told me. Thank you, guys, spirit. I say. Now, I want to go in the spirit realm a little bit. I want you to read. I want everybody to read this hymn. Proverbs verse 1, 2, and 3. Put that down and read it. Now, tonight, as I go to the spirit realm tonight, if you got a need, go to my website, dustytheabraham.com, and hit my PayPal and send a donation to the seed. Now, if you want to see, some of you don't want, you hold back, and you wonder how come you don't get blessed. I'm sending blessings. I'm sending money being released. Where is this at? The Spirit told me to give you this. Some of you look and you listen, you don't obey. Galatians 5:22. Go to my Cash App and put Bishop T, 3 T's, and go to Cash App, and bam, right away. Some of you need to do it quick, because as you release it, things happen. I'm going to say that. And I want everybody here tonight to take this number down, and I want you to give it to 3 people and say, listen, this number, if you want to call me, you can call me at 708-582-0372. Mary called me, not Mary Hawkins, another Mary called me. I don't know what you were, but I'm praying for her too. I want to say to you tonight, get ready. You're going to see some things this year, 2023, that you've never seen. You're going to see lightning hitting cars. You're going to see flood taking over land. You're going to see Florida, they had flood this early in the year. They're going to get ready to have a hurricane back to back. Repeat. And somebody said threepeat. What I'm saying to you tonight, yes, Jesus loved me, for the Bible tell me so. Now, I'm going to send this to somebody to plant that seed. I got it right here. And I want each one tonight to give this number to the Block Talk Radio to 3 people. That's your assignment. Write the number out and to call this number. I want 3 people. I'm going to do it. As you release the 3, now do 4. 4 people. And to call this number. And when they pop up, I'm going to have a message from them. I don't know what I'm going to tell them. I don't know what God's going to give me. I don't know what the ancestors are going to give me. I should. But I'm going to give them to them. Okay? Mickey talking about bitches start cutting up. Okay? You're in the spirit world now, Mickey, so you can be quiet. Thank you, guys, dear. Everywhere, Lorengo, I'm going. And whatever y'all do, I'm going to be right there in it. Okay, I'm going to leave that alone. I say. Mm-hmm. Philippians 4:13. Mm-hmm. Nikki, you know you ain't no spiritual, but I'm spiritual now. Okay, thanks now, Bill. And all that ways of God, he will direct your path. I want you to get ready tonight for a new birth of freedom. Now, what happened in Chicago? Let me say this. The ancestor told me that. It's going to be a big move to Washington. I mean, black, white, saying, ban these guns. It's going to be a move. It's just going to be in the spirit of people. You're going to meet white and black saying the same thing. I don't want my kids to be killed in school. I don't want to be shot going to school. is a move in this country. It's a new birth. White, black, it's a new birth. Because the Democrats and the Republicans have abandoned what the people want. The Republicans want guns, and the Democrats want to push homosexuality and push all the way for women not to have no children. That's what they pushing, okay? But God's going to step in, and the ancestors, I say, going to work together. And you're going to see a great move this year for the summer end, like you've never seen before. And everybody going to participate in it. What happened in Chicago is the negativity that's been sent out, but it's going to be turned around. Because they're going to lock them all up. I heard the answer to that. They're going to lock them all up and come to the station and tell them, Mama, come and get them. It's going to be some serious change by this new mayor that got him. I say, there is a time. See, when Moses, I want to talk a little bit about Moses. When Moses was in Egypt, he stayed there till he was 80 years old. Pharaoh put him out, couldn't kill him, put him in the desert. But he was the birth of a new nation. So Chicago, Detroit, California, Mississippi is the birth people of a new nation. So get on track. Get online for what God got for you to do. God is a healer. Body, mind, soul, and spirit, he going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. I want to tell you tonight that freedom come by your mind being free. I decree tonight, body, mind, and the ancestors on me, a divine healing. And I just hear that people that are sick ain't sick, but their mind is sick. If your mind sick, your body gets sick. Oh, and they lie about their sickness and they curse their own self. If you anointed woman, if you anointed man, and you can go around sick folks, ain't nothing gonna happen to you. But everybody finding a way out. God said high and God looked low. All is well. And everything is in divine order, and that means it's happening right now for you and me. And I want to tell you, I want you to claim your healing tonight, claim your deliverance tonight, and you say in yourself, Bishop, a new birth, a new nation, and that new nation means freedom. Black man can give it to you, the white man, it's got to come down from God. And the ancestors, I say, and the angel Michael, Raphael, you, the angels is on point. You got to get on point. Stop trying to nest. Stop trying to cover up. You know, I was with a young lady, and the lady lied. And I said, she lied. She said, I know. And then another lady lied. She lied. Yeah, both of them lied. But the reason you know they lied, because the spirit said, that's a lie. You don't get sick because you're around people. You don't get sick because if you're an anointed woman of God, you can walk with cancer, TB, and nothing will happen to you because your body has built up to overcome that. The trick with the government was saying everybody got it. We don't know where it comes from. They know it comes from China in a lab, just like these two balloons. Now, the boy had the paper said, that was two. They shot one down, but it was nothing already to put them chemtrails. Reason we having hurricanes back to back, storms back, because they've been shooting chemtrails in them weather balloons. That means they had to shoot them down. You ain't gonna find no history of it. I got to go to the spirit realm. I get it from the ancestors. and the answer to tell me what's going on. 21:17, I want to give you a message. The spirit of somebody in the spirit realm said 1 Peter 5:7 is an M around you, and it's somebody in the spirit world want you to kind of clean up your act because you ain't doing what you ought to do. Thank you, kind spirit. That's what the spirit is showing me. You can't hide from this stuff because it's coming to you. I want to tell you, 45:15, I was in the spirit world with three of your siblings, with your two sisters and your mother. Told me to tell you, be on point for what you got to do. And the name, the name A says, see about your nieces. Don't go away from them. Call them, ask them how they're getting along. Because if you don't do it, ain't nobody else going to do it. Because the family is broken. And you are the one to bring the family back together. I said, oh, I'm going to leave that alone. Thank you, Henry. I see let me see what she's saying. It's time, it's May, it's for things to be opened up. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, Psalm 91:15. I want you to come to a certain spot. And when you come, I want you to bring three coins. Tell you about that privately. It's three coins he wants you to bring. When you bring them three coins, you look. You can't be scared. You got to do this. Okay? That's going to break some yoke. It's some people doing something to keep the family divided and sending death to the males, all the males. It's in a bad spirit, I say. Thank you, kind spirit. Pick that up. There's another name, Joy. I don't know who that G. That G means joy. And another means G and The E is a woman. The G is a man, George. Thank you, Cam. Y'all leave that alone. Check. Now, when I get in the spirit world, I cross over the answer in the veil. It's been some people crossed up and messed up. They've been messed up big time, witchcraft. They've been messed up through alcohol. They've been messed up through sex and cross up. And one young lady walked across something to kill her and to kill the baby. And if somebody else, they cross them up where they can never be together with somebody. And if somebody else had did some stuff and somebody went somewhere, three, four of them, that means they can't get out of jail. I said, I'm going to leave that alone. But what I'm saying to you tonight, as I call those ancestors, the birth of new, I want you tonight to go to my website and plant a seed if you got a need. If you ain't got no need, don't plant no seed. I'm all right. Because God got me and going to tell me to tell you whether you do something or not. Okay? And once you release what you for release, a grit, you know, come go to my cash out. You go to Bishop TT and you'll see cash out. That's quick. I want to send you, I want to send you Raphael, the healing angel. And I told the first somebody to send me, I thought I was going to send them, yes, Jesus loved me for the Bible, tell me so. I got that card, I'm going to send it to somebody. I'm going to say that. But now I want you to get ready. The birth of a new nation. Moses had to leave Egypt. And when he left, he come back with the power of God. Sometimes you got to get away from people. Thank you. 45:15, I just seen where a man was jealous of you, and somebody said they didn't want this man with you. That's why he gone, but he had to go because you want to fight and do everything. The spirit didn't want you to kill him, so he had to go. Thank you, God. Yeah, I'm looking at that. Okay. Sometimes the ancestors tell me stuff, and you don't understand. Now, I want to say this, and somebody I'm talking to, I three, 1, 2, 3, 4 babies in the spirit realm, and 4, 5, they in the spirit realm. But I see 3 more new babies coming. They ain't here yet, but the ancestors tell me they coming. I shake. And I see that coming quick, fast, and in a hurry.
To invest it and to bring back dividends for God, he buried it in the ground, so to speak, of indifference. And he did not anticipate his tragedy in, however, because the Lord of those talents came back at an unsuspected time. The danger of it all is that you are given the control and the management of this investment that God has made in you.
Yes.
And that you are left on your own. God doesn't stand around and punch you. That is, literally, he doesn't to see what you're doing and how you're going to do. He merely let you know that you are responsible for my investment.
Yes, yeah.
And that I'm holding you accountable.
Yes.
And that one day I will be back.
Yes.
And you must report to me.
Yes.
For everything that you've done.
Yes.
And how you have invested what I have given you.
Yes.
And I said the danger of it is you own your own. You own your own. But you know, sometimes some people cannot stand to be on their own. Some people cannot stand responsibility. Some people cannot make good managers, it appears. Some folk are waiting for the first opportunity. As soon as the boss takes his eye off them, they are searching. Hiding. Marking time. But that is dangerous. Because the boss of your life, the giver of your life, the investor that has invested in you, nor what you should do, and know what he has made you capable of doing.
Yes.
Pray with me if you please.
Yes.
You're talking about a time clock. He has put one within all of us.
Yes.
He know when you punch in and when you punch out.
Yes.
He know whether you are late or on time.
Yes.
Pray with me, there's no escape. And if you are lying down on the job, if you haven't punched in for the last year or so, if you haven't reported for duty for the last month or so, he know it tonight. You can't escape. He's made an investment in you. And it's not left up to you to do what you want to do with it. You've got to one day account for the deeds done in your body. Why, I often say But when I look down on the casket and see those two little startling words, at rest, doesn't always mean that the person that's in there is at rest. It sometimes means the home that he came out of.
I want to let this tonight, that's a new birth, a new freedom. And you experienced that in 23. So I want you to take course of that. Jerry, I'm praying for you. Your mother told me to tell you all is well. And things can work out for you. Clarence, I'm praying for you that just called in. Those that in Mississippi and Arkansas that call, all is well. But I want to go to the new birth tonight. Where I want you to go. Be ready to go to a new birth. Be ready for a door to open up. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. Get ready for a new door open up. Doors open up for you, quick, fast, and in a hurry. Every letter, that's right.
That is that vast area of North Africa, Egypt, Ethiopia, Egypt, Algeria, and Morocco. Then you might move to South Africa and think of that extensive territory known as the Union of South Africa. That is that capital city, Johannesburg, much about these days. Then that is Central Africa, places like those Belgian Congo, and that is East Africa, places like Kenya and Tanzania, places like Uganda, another very powerful country right there. And then you move over to West Africa, where you find West Africa, Nigeria, Liberia, and Sierra Leone, and places like that. It is in this spot, in this section of Africa, that we find the gold there in West Africa. You also know that years and for centuries, Africa has been one of the most exploited countries in the history of the world. In the dark continent, in the continent that has suffered all of the pain and the affliction that we mustered up by other nations in that continent, is experienced slavery, experienced all of the lowest standards to think about, brought into being by the exploitation inflicted upon it by other nations. Country, the Gold Coast, was a part of this extensive continent known as Africa. It was a little country that in West Africa, about 91,000 miles in area, with a population of about 5 million people, a little more than 4.5 million. It stands there, this capital city at Clark. Is gold recorded and dominated. First European settlers came in there about 1444, the Portuguese. They started legitimate trade with to go through. They started dealing with them with alcohol, and in turn, they gave them guns and ammunition and gun out and that type. Pretty soon, America was a few years later, 1400s. Then the British West Indies. All of these growing discoveries brought about the slave trade that started in America in 1890. Now was a big scramble to power in Africa. With the growth of the slave trade, that came into Africa, into the Gold Coast in particular. Not only the Portuguese, but also the Swedes, the Danes, and the Dutch, and the British. And all of these nations competed with each other to win the power of Gold Coast so that they could exploit these people for commercial reasons. And in 1850, Britain won out and he gained possession of the total territorial expansion of the Gold Coast. 1857, the Gold Coast was a colony of the British Empire. As a colony, she suffered all of the injustice, all of the exploitation, all of the humiliation as a result of colonialism. Like all slavery, like all domination, like all exploitation, it came to the point that the people got tired. And that seems to be the long story of history. That seems to be a throbbing desire. That seems an internal desire for freedom within the soul of every man. This desire might not break forth in the beginning, but eventually it breaks out. Men realize that freedom is something basic. Rob a man of his freedom is to take from him the essential basis of his man. Take from him his freedom is to rob him of something of God's in it. Paraphrase the words of Shakespeare's Othello, who steals my purse, steals fresh. Something nothing but mine conceals has been the slave of mine. He who steals his freedom, robs me of that which not enriches him, makes me poor indeed. That is something in the soul cries out for me. That is something deep down in the very soul of man that reaches out for kingdom. Men cannot be satisfied with it. They try to adjust to a more God. Many men have vested interest in Egypt. They are slow to leave. Egypt makes it profitable to them. Some people profit by it. The vast majority of the masses of people never profit by it. And they're never content with it. Eventually, they rise up and begin to cry out for kings. So these people got tired. They had a long history. As far back as 1844, the chiefs themselves of the Gold Coast rose up, came together, and revolted against the empire, the other powers that were in existence at that time dominating the Gold Coast. They revolted, saying that they wanted to govern themselves. These powers clamped down on them and they said, we will not let you. By 1909, a young man was born on the 12th of September. History don't know at that time what that young man had in his mind. His mother, his father, his iteration. Not a part of the powerful tribal life of Africa. Not chiefs at all, but humble people. That boy grew up, he went to school at Archimota for a while in Africa. Then he finished there with honors and decided to work his way to America. He landed to America one day with about $50 in his pocket in terms of pounds, getting ready to get an education. And he went down to Central Pennsylvania, the Lincoln University. I started studying there, and he started reading the great insights of the philosophy. Started reading the great insights of the ages. He finished that, and the theological degree there, and preached a while around Philadelphia and other areas. Went over to the University of Pennsylvania and took up a master's there in philosophy and sociology. All the years that he stood in America. Sure, he had to work hard. Then there's autobiography how he worked at bellhop hotels and dishwasher. During the summer, how he worked as a waiter trying to struggle. I want to go back to West Africa and to my native land. That is what was to be done there. Got a ship and went to London and stopped for a while by London Pacific Colony and picked up another degree there. And while in London, he came and started thinking about Pan-Africanism. A problem of how to free his from colonialism, right? As he said, he always realized that colonialism was made for domination and for exploitation. It was made to keep a certain group down and exploit that group economically for the advantage. He studied and thought about all of this. One day he decided to go back to Africa. Got to Africa and he was immediately elected Secretary of the United Party of the Gold. Worked hard and started getting a following. And the people in this party, the old people who had their hands on the plow for a long time, thought he was pushing a little too fast, and they got a little jealous of him. So finally, he had to break from the United Party of the Gold Coast, and in 1949, he organized the Convention People's Party. This party that started out working for the independence of gold. He started out in a humble way, urging this people to unite, urging the officials of the British Empire to give them. They were humble to the arms of the masses of people, and they had united. Some of the most powerful and influential party that had ever been organized in that started writing and sitting and many of them started writing so much that the officials got afraid and they went to jail. And Kuma himself was finally placed in jail for several years because of the issues, which was an adjective. He was imprisoned on the basis of sedition, which was made there. Stay in prison for many years, but he had inspired some people outside of prison. Got together just a few months after he'd been in prison and elected him to prime minister while he was in prison. While the British officials tried to keep him there. Fetterman said one of these local associates, the Minister of Finance, Fetterman, said that night the people were getting ready to go down to the jail and get him out. Fetterman said, this is and do it like this. Violence would break out and people would defeat our purpose. The British Empire saw they had better let him out. In a few hours, Kwame Nkrumah was out of jail. The Prime Minister of the Gold Coast played that for 15 years, but he only served 8 or 9 months. Now he comes out, Prime Minister of the Gold Coast. This was the struggling that had been going on for years. Now coming to the point that this little nation was moving toward its independence. And then came agitation. He continued with resistance. The British Empire saw that it was no longer root. They agreed on the 6th of August. 1967, they would release this nation. This nation would no longer be a colony of the British Empire. This nation would be a because leaders were stronger than the masses. So that day finally came. Great day. Speaker ahead was a press speaker that had been preparing for this day for many years, and now it's coming in from all over the world. It started getting in by the second of March. Heavenly nations represented from the days of this new nation. We give you our moral support. We hope for you, God, to guide and bless you now. The realm of industry, America itself, more than 100 persons, French diplomatic guests, and the prime minister. Although it was experience, from the leading person on the scene of civil rights in America on hand, meeting with you as this new nation was born, took over. My right is Adam Collins, my left is Charles Higgs, my right again is Ralph Punch, my other side is Majesty's First Minister of Jamaica Manning, Ambassador Jones of Liberia, all of these people from America, Mordecai Johnson, Morgan and Vaughn, all of these people, just going over to take one picture. I want you to know that you have our morals as you grow. Can you look out and the Vice President of the United States, the all of the people who have on the forefront of the right over the years, on the road to happen. Say we see the cost. This was a great day. Not on the floor in now, then came December. Many of them speaking number to it. That night, we walked into the closing parliament. The closing of the old parliament. The old parliament was presided over by the British Empire. The old parliament designated colonialism in its view. Now that parliament, that was a great sight and a great picture of the French seat there that night. Just about 500 able to get in there. Thousands waiting outside. Just about 500 in there. We're fortunate enough to get in there at that moment. Just for the kindness. At that hour, they noticed the prime minister walking in. All of his ministers. All of the people who were part of the leader of that party, who came up to make it through. Oh, now, passing. And that impressed me more than anything else that night was the fact that we were talking and the other ministers were in it. It is a man proud of all of the they had lived with all of the months that they had been in. He opened up and made his closing speech for Parliament. With a little cap that he wore in prison several months. That he wore in prison several months. All of his ministers found him. That was a great hour. Parliament passed away. Then if you ever thought that night, you walked out. Walked out. He noticed all over around almost a half a minute. We had waited for this hour and just walked out of the door and that he looked up. That was a little flag and it going around the sky. That flag was a cold. 7 o'clock that night, because of the flag, and another flag went out. Oh, Union Black Jack's flag came down, and the new flag of Toronto. This ought to be hard all over that vast throng of people. People see tears. I stood there for about 2 minutes. Before I knew it, I spotted it. I was crying. I knew about all of the pain and all the agony that after I had made that final speech about the welfare, and I walked away. We could hear little children, pictures, and old ladies and honey, walking across time. Freedom. They couldn't answer in said, many of them don't speak English too well, but they had the accents, and it would ring out to read to. They were crying it in a they had never heard of it. I could hear that old Negro spiritual once more crying out, free at last, bread, qualify it. I'm free at last. They were experiencing it. And I heard every breath. It was ringing out of my house. It's given from every corner, every freedom. This was the birth of a new nation. This was breaking a and in the morning, the physical opening of the parliament itself, I can't be able to get on the end of line. Now I'm so patient. Now the prime minister, the gold. All of the power that Mexican of England has, all of the power the neighbor of India has, now a free nation, now the prime minister of a country that walked in, such as the Mexican who represented the Queen of England, no longer had authority now, just a passing citizen. Thanks for was the official leader and spokesman, thereby the power behind the throne of the gold. Now it's gone. Nation. Just like Mel King, Mel Bunker, and everybody else. Of gone. Come into now, and the leader of that great nation, after a parliament is open, cry out to all hills. Name of Nkrumah of crowning around the whole city. Everybody crying to the name because they knew sacrifice. This was the first. The nation was now out of here. Now it's over, but it's true. Like in it, breaking the loose pieces of that is. That is the talking of your life. That is always handy. For instance, one prophet, Coco Man, six of his Coco was well known for Coco. In order to make the economic system today that it would be necessary for industrial, Coco is fluctuating to face the whole economy. So that is said to me that one of the first things that he worked for industrialization. Although he planned work for the whole problem of his cultural standards, the 90% employment, it is necessary to lift the whole cultural standard of in order to make it possible to stand up in the yes, I it, but in my hope that even America go to Africa as immigrants, right back from Gold Coast and in that sector. That is red need. Rich marriage opportunity. Right now is the time that American Negroes in that sector going there have to be already. People who have moved in and making some of the late president of Venezuela, College, Dr. Jones, they are starting to making good funds. A doctor from Brooklyn, New York has just come in that week and his wife is also admitted. They are living there now. less than 4 million people. There is more than 100. You'll never underestimate it because it's small now. America was smaller than Ghana when it was. And it's a great thing. On its side, it's going down to the building. I want to be. Say three or four things. We be ourselves kind, ourselves grateful, kind, moving in, common sense, on a handle, and first, that your professor never voluntarily killed. And the people of the Gold Coast had not put up a system that revolted against the system, it would still be a problem. Freedom is never given to anybody. Professor has you in domination because he plans to keep you there. He never gone. Driven is sad to never be accepted. Don't go back in your home to drown Montgomery. That's Montgomery. All of the forces in the leadership of the South with attention to work out this. Hope it's going to work out. It's going to work out. Ever get how long
unto death. God, I will give you a crown of life. He did not say, you understand, be thou faithful until death. And I don't know the reason why, but for some reason we falsely use that verse. And for some reason we somehow misquote that valuable verse in our Bible. My God, because it does not say, be thou faithful until death. My God, but rather it says, be thou faithful unto death. And there is a difference in the word until and the word unto. Oh, Lord. And that word until means to the point. But the word unto means beyond the point. Oh, Lord. And until means it's limited. But unto me is beyond all bounds and beyond all limits. Oh, Lord. And if I think about this church and how about the Franklin brought this church from a mighty long way. Oh, Lord. Yeah, ever this show that there were too many until members instead of unto members. Oh, Lord. And Reverend Franklin, I'm with you until I disagree with you. Oh, Lord. And Dr. Franklin, I'm with you until you hurt my feelings. Oh, Lord. And I'm with you until you don't call my name. And that's why I'm glad the writer did not say, be faithful until. But then I heard him saying, be faithful unto death. Oh, Lord. And the road may be rough. The going may be tough. But I hear saying, don't be faithful until bad things happen. But be faithful unto death. Yes, that means don't be faithful until death comes. But then, though it may cause my death, well, I must be faithful. Oh, yes. So I hear him saying, be thou faithful unto death. And I will give thee then a crown of life. Oh, yes. And I'm going to close there. And I'll tell you just one more thing. Well, it is said that back in the days of the but God wants us to wear out. Oh, yeah. Not pressing, you know, but still on field. Yeah. I'm going to let you know, young man. I hear somebody saying, where's that girl? You talk about a good soldier. I heard you say that a good soldier obeys orders. I heard you say that a good soldier learned how to put on his uniform and how to use his weapon. I heard you say that a good soldier is just like a right thing. But that girl, tell me, is there anything else that you got to say about a good soldier? Oh, Lord, I'm going to need to tell you, yes, there's one more thing I got to tell you.
Thank you. Father, open eyes that we may
you demanded that I should die. But grace and mercy said, oh no, oh no, no. We've already paid the price. You see, I once was blind. But thank God, I can see. It was because grace and mercy
Oh! I go.